the greatest teacher in the world, the great Kohan Israel Hawkins.
Hello, everyone. Praise Yahweh. You may be seated. What we're seeing here today, all the news, I saw it in prophecy last night, and of course I wrote about it before this, but you're seeing it pick up. May the peace of Yahweh be with each and every one of you. The church, the Catholic Church, of course, is, as you can see, is pushing for sodomy. And they're coming against every form of holiness. Now, you got to remember those two things. It's shown. Now, the Pope has resurrected or is resurrecting the Roman Empire. As he has said, the EU's Van Rompuy and Pope meet in Vatican City. This was on the, I'll try to circle those the next time, maybe. Anyway, they meet in Vatican City preparing for a Holy Roman Empire. Now, this was not too many weeks ago that I announced this, that they were... He said the Roman Empire was needed to be resurrected because of the problems they were foreseeing. Now, I want to read you something in the same article here. He says, let's see, the Christian faith, peoples and states that was taking shape was defined as the permanent Holy Roman Empire. So they're shaping it into the permanent Holy Roman Empire. Now, this was Ratzinger that was speaking here. We can consider the rise of the Carolinger Empire on the one hand and the continuation of the Roman Empire in Byzantine and its mission to the Slavic people on the other as the true and proper birth of the continent of Europe. He says, now get this. Also, the two halves of the old Europe before the modern era had known essentially only one opponent. That is one opponent now to the Catholic Church. Against sodomy, that it had to confront in a life or death battle, namely the Islamic world. Well, the Islamics and the Muslims are the same. They're both against sodomy. And these are what the Pope is fighting right now. This is what the Catholic Church is fighting right now. Now, keep that in your mind, please. If you turned your television set on recently, you would probably see BBC airing kids' reality TV show on same-sex marriages. Now, they're teaching this in many, many forms today. They're teaching it to your children if you got your television on where they can see. I hate to show this, but at the same time, I've got to prepare our children for this, so they won't be deceived and led into it. So they'll be able to say, no, you perverts, get away from me. The BBC will broadcast a reality-style children program on a gay couple preparing for their civil partnership ceremony. The show has been renamed for the edition and will be called Marrying Dad and Dad instead of Marrying Mom and Dad. You see how they're slowly sneaking it in, and they're getting your children acquainted with this so they can say, this is just A-OK. Monday's show aired on the CBBC channel, featured Mark and Paul, who were the first same-sex couple to adopt children on the island of Jersey. In January, a BBC report recommended children be introduced to homosexuality from an early age on television. They recommended it. Please listen closely to everything I'm saying here, because there's going to be a hard push. You remember when they kidnapped Abraham's brother? Do you remember that? And he went after him. Abraham went after him. He got an army, his own army, and went after him. He didn't fire any shots. Yahweh fought the battle for him. People who say Abraham killed somebody is lying. He did not. Yahweh's Malachim fought this thing, and he never fired a shot. They got sunk in a pit. They didn't know where to go. They got struck by lightning. They got bit by bees. They got stung by hornets. Everything. That takes place when you fight against Yahweh. They're going to try to come against you. You need to put your faith in Yahweh. You can't sneak. You can't sneak out and hide somewhere. You're going to have to put your faith in Yahweh or give up your eternal life, either one, whichever you choose. But if you don't put your faith in Yahweh, you're not going to live through this thing. An extra hour of TV time can really impact your toddler's future kindergarten success. This story here shows how television actually, if you look closely, you could probably see your IQ falling. If you just look or you listen, you'll hear it falling. And you'll hear it coming from your toddlers, too. It'll roll off and hit the ground with a boom, boom, boom. I'm not kidding. It really brings their IQ down. I brought that out before many years ago. Well, this study shows. The recent study by Professor Lyndon Pagan at the University of Montreal shows that every hour of TV that children are exposed to over the recommended daily limit, basic social, physical, and cognitive abilities suffer. Every hour they suffer more and increase as you go. Toy guns, the biggest seller in the world right now. Toy guns. You know whose gun they're selling? A replica Osama bin Laden's, and it's been jerked off of the shelves like crazy right now. You think we're in the wrong business, man? No, I don't think so. We're in the right business. Latest scientific research proves accurate. The health laws in the Bible would stop all cancer. Israel Hawkins says. It's somewhat of a mystery, but the newspapers are picking up on this. And, of course, they're putting this in some of the top places, I would say, for people who read and watch television. Biomedicine, that story right there was run. Like I say, it's a mystery how they got it. Biomedicines, and that's the top story. This one is StreetInsider.com. Latest scientific research proves accurate. The health laws in the Bible would stop all cancer, Israel Hawkins says. Liberty University. This is a large newspaper. It's a Christian video net. And their top story, number one on the list, latest scientific research proves accurate. Yeah. And they show you where to get the article. Now, that's not all on that. That's not all. This one is the Bible Archives, which is there for anyone to get at any time. And it was number one, but now there's some listed in front of us. We're on page 2 of this Bible Archives. Latest scientific research proves accurate. The health laws in your Bible will stop all cancer. Pretty neat, huh? There's some of the big names and faces, if you can read them, that is running right along with this. This thing is really picking up steam. This article especially, but it's run behind some other articles that it seems like they're taking our newsletters and taking articles from our work, and the news media thinks it's a big thing now, so they're running these in the newspapers, newsletters and articles that has been written for quite some time. This one, a digital journal, has the same thing in big headlines and large print. The Vatican issues first text co-written by two popes. It says the Vatican on Friday issued an unprecedented religious text co-written by Pope Francis and his predecessor, Benedict XVI, in which the two popes said, faith should serve the common good. Faith. Now, he's talking about your religion. He says, forget about the scriptures, forget about the laws of Yahweh, your faith, whatever you believe, whatever you believe in, it should serve the common good, the common good. But restated their opposition to gay marriage. In page 82, text stresses that there is no contradiction between the Catholic faith. Remember, your faith should serve the common good. Remember, I told you that they called it organic and they called it original, and I said there was lying. These was deceptive words. They didn't call it original. They called it organic and something else. I said what they should do is go back to the original. But he says the common good, which means what they have evolved to from the beginning till now. And of course, Daniel and the other prophets show what they have evolved to and what is going to take place. And you got to remember now, Yahweh said this is given into their hands until a certain time period. So you're not going to see it stop anytime soon. Page 82 stresses that there is no contradiction between the Catholic faith and the modern world. Which means the Catholic faith is in agreement with sodomy, fornication, adultery, and bestiality. That is the common world that we're watching right now proceed forth, and it's given into their hands. This is published on France. It's their website is www.france.com. 24.EN, if you want to read it for yourself or pull it up for yourself. I'm showing you what the Pope is pushing. He's pushing this, and he wants to kill everyone who won't accept it. This is what's taking place. The resurrection of the Roman Empire is taking place. They will be trying to get evidence against everyone they possibly can. In fact, they're arresting the Muslims right now in Egypt, men and women, taking the children away from them, putting the men and women fixing to put them in prisons, just like they did before when the Roman army went out roaming and searching for these people. Well, this is what's taking place in Egypt right now. And of course, the people, they don't have any guns. These were a peaceful people. They lived in peace for years. And that's what the Romans hunted for, people who couldn't defend themselves. And they're killing them off now, but they're putting them in prisons too, making examples out of them. The women who left, women and children who decided to leave the mosque, was arrested, beaten, and thrown in jail. Now, this was made clear by the news media this morning, and what we showed you was the latest coming off of the press this morning. It says, Pope Francis now, Francis confirms gay lobby in confidential meeting. They claim they're against the sodomy, but on the other hand, they confirm, yes, it's here, they're allowing it. Pope Francis lamented that a gay lobby was at work at the Vatican in private remarks to the leadership of key Latin American church groups. Well, he's letting them know that they are alive and well, and their teaching is going on in the Vatican and out of the Vatican. That's what he's telling you right here. He's letting it be known this, a stunning acknowledgement that appears to confirm earlier reports about corruption and dysfunction in the Holy See. In the holy, holy, well, it's full of holes, but it's not righteous. Pope expands Vatican court authority. This one right here, if you want to pull it up and read it, it's too long. But what they're doing, they're passing laws against anyone who wants to tell about a pope who is raping children. And you tell this, and you can get 30 years in prison. Now, that's the laws that they're passing. You better not tell on a pope, you better not tell on a cardinal that he's raping children anymore, because they're passing a law now that will require you to go to court, and you'll be charged for ratting on the rats, on Ratzinger, ratting on Ratzinger. I hate to show you this picture, but I've got to. I want you to look closely. I want you to see these girls here. And the way they're exposing themselves, you see that? Those aren't girls. Weekend camp encourages young boys. Encourages young boys. This is what the Catholics are pushing. When they couldn't push Abraham and Lot into sodomy, they tried to take him by force so they could make a sodomite out of him. Now, this was in the early days. They're still doing the same thing, and they've done it for thousands of years. It's like eating pork. You know, two of the main things that they use to pull a man out of keeping the laws of Yahweh. Well, this was a boys' camp encouraging boys to freely express their interpretations of femininity. A controversial family camp. Yes, it's getting a lot of heat. But the people are objecting, but I'm telling you, the power of the Catholic Church in the municipal courts is strong, and there's nothing they can do about it. It's been given into his hands to do this thing, to try to make sodomites out of everyone that they possibly can. That is their faith. That's what's normal in today's world. And the Catholic Church is all for it. These images represent, the ones I just showed you, the spirit of the children as they shine in an atmosphere of support, supported, of course, by the Pope and all the Catholic Church, not by the people who are watching this and seeing what's taking place with their children and regretting every moment of it, but are afraid to speak up, afraid that they will be persecuted, arrested, tried in the courts, and maybe even their children taken away from them. The description continues. Here they can be true to their inner nature. Nature. That's the one I was trying to think of a while ago. Natural. Natural. It's not original, but it's natural with today's world. You got the difference? Inner nature without feeling the need to look over their shoulders. Without someone telling them this is wrong. UN reports details list decades climate change. Well, that's drought. You're going to see more of that. Armageddon and wildfires. Of course, this is the result of it. I want you to... We're getting ready to make some real scenes for tabernacles, and we need artists, they said. We need artists that know how to finger paint, how to mix paints. I think there's probably some that can instruct in this. We want a peaceful scene here for the feast, and then we want what is coming, the end that is coming, and we want to do it really well. It's really going to be vivid, and the things we have in mind, we need some artists who can paint. Artist males, if you'll see Deacon Tovia, and the females, if you will see Deaconess Yisraelia Hawkins. Now, I want you to go to Daniel, the 8th chapter, Daniel 8, and remember what I've been coming up to in Daniel 12, and you training to be teachers. This is a once-in-a-lifetime. It's never going to be offered again. This is the last offer. It's the only offer of this kind. You can become an eternal teacher in Yahweh's kingdom by submitting, humbling yourself, submitting, obeying those who have the rule over you, which is the judges, as Yahweh says in Deuteronomy 12, go to the priest, the judges that are in office at that time. Well, of course, we have those judges here in the house of Yahweh that Yahweh set up, chose them by lot to be judges. We have them. The counselors are also appointed. And, of course, what you've got to do is, one thing you've got to do is believe without seeing. That's a required thing that Yeshua gave us, believe without seeing. I don't see how you can keep from seeing now, but he's talking about believing the prophecies and believe without seeing, go to his house, which he says I'll establish in those days by the branch. The branch will branch out and establish the house of Yahweh. There's some scriptures that are so beautiful that we found this week. Dave and I have been tumbling over these things for months, and the other day, Benya called me and said, we still don't have a correction on this scripture, so I called David, and he said, I just can't find what you're talking about, because I said, this means teachers, and he says, I can't find that word teacher, and I said, well, it's in a combination of words, a combination of scriptures and a combination of words. It's not an easy thing to find, but then while he was talking to me, he said, oh, I see what you mean. Here it is right here. But anyway, it's such a beautiful prophecy. And then, of course, he came up with a bunch more that went with this prophecy. I won't get to it today, but I want to show it. But anyway, I want you to be teachers. I've been telling you that for years. Praise Yahweh. And every one of you can. You may not know, but your subconscious mind is very brilliant. But you've got to prove to Yahweh with your conscious mind, no matter how weak it is. that's hard for an Okie, I can tell you for sure. But the subconscious mind, when Yahweh gives you your subconscious mind, you know, you're going to know more than all the encyclopedias in America, all the computers. You'll far outdo them in the knowledge that you will obtain at that time. But what you've got to do with your conscious mind is make decisions. Use similitudes. Surely you can see what's taking place with the world. And you can make up your mind, I don't want to be a part of that. Well, what is a part of it? Where does it start? It started with a woman showing her face, looking out a window, and then the dogs ate her. Well, of course, this was back in Abraham's time, you know, in those days. It starts with little things. This is how it gets started. You remember when Yosef was sent to Egypt, a nation right now that's torn apart, and the stupid Pharaoh put him in to take care of his wife. And of course, Yosef was raised being taught the laws, so he guarded himself closely. And you know what he is able to do when this come at him? He was actually able to turn his face from this woman's face, who was very beautiful, it said. Well, depending on how drunk you are, I guess, would depend on the beauty and what you see, which is skin deep. And when I say drunk, I mean confused. Well, Yosef was not confused. And you boys listening to me? Yosef was not confused. And he was able to say, no, this is not right. I'm going to wait on the house of Yahweh. I'm going to do what they teach. I'm going to do what Abraham taught. We're the seed of Abraham, remember? Now, Yahweh says, what comes out of my mouth is going to stay with my seed. It won't if you don't hear it. But what comes out of my mouth, you will teach. If you want to be teachers, you can accept this and teach it. But if you don't accept it and you buck up against it, you know who you're proving to be? Satan herself. You're saying, I'm not going to follow this way. I'm going to do what I want to do. Well, the only thing you're proving to Yahweh when you do this is you can't cooperate with him or his house. Because he says, I'm unity. And this is going to be the way. And he won't give. I guarantee you, I don't want him to give. I know that if he gives an inch, if he gave on one of the least little laws, we would be right back to the hell we're in right now, fighting in Egypt, but all over the world. Egypt is not the only place that there's war going on. I just read you where sodomy is being pushed right here in the United States. Soon you will see this confusion take over, and war is going to be throughout the whole world. And it's going to turn, of course, to nuclear war. Well, here in Daniel, the 8th chapter, we actually see this painted up for us, a beautiful scenario and prophecy showing us exactly what's taking place today. In chapter 8 here, in verse 24, he said, and his power will be mighty. Now, of course, he's speaking of the little horn here, but I'll show you that later. He's speaking of the Catholic Church that reigns in the great city, the Vatican, that reigns on the seven hills of Rome, shown in Revelation 17. This in Daniel 8 is found on page 680. Daniel 8, in verse 24, his power will be mighty. His power is mighty today. You know, he's got the army standing behind him. I showed you what the army that's fighting against the Muslims. I showed you last week or week before last the price that the United States is paying for this. And I know they're making out like, you know, that they're against what's going on, but they haven't stopped it, and they haven't cut their money off. Nobody else has either. It's the army is still pushing to destroy the Muslim people and to scare the others, as they did before, to scare them, to put fear in them. This is what the Roman army always did. They would go out. They sent their spies out in the country to find the places who were defenseless. Or if they had a defense, how strong it was. They'd know how many soldiers to send to take those people in. They would give them the chance to sodomize, eat pork, or so forth, and be a part of the Catholic Church. If they didn't, they would either kill the men or arrest them. This is what's going on now in Egypt. Arresting them, going into the Muslim mosque, and showing their power. They're not safe anywhere. They're not safe anywhere in the world, men, women, or children. They would kill the parents, or they would submit. The parents would submit. But if they killed the parents, they'd take the children, and they'd make sodomites out of the children as they put them in their orphan homes. This is what took place in America. Read history. You can't deny this history of the Catholic Church and what it's always done and still doing. And now it's against the law, or going to be against the law very soon throughout the whole world, that if you report this in any way, then they can give you up to 30 years in prison. That's what they're pushing for right now. Well, he says his power will be mighty. So you can bet that it is going to be supreme. One of the scriptures in Revelation says all the earth will worship him, except those whose names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life, which is you. The house of Yahweh, that's the only ones on the face of the earth. His power will be mighty, but not through his own power. Not through his own power. Get that. This is not coming directly from the Catholic Church. He's got a higher power that actually has more power than people do. And he will destroy astonishingly, and he will succeed and practice and will destroy the mighty and the holy people. Well, I've told you before that word holy people, that it's not holy people. In fact, it's all forms of holiness. It means all forms of holiness. Look back to verse 23 now. He says, and in the last days. What did he say when this would be? Did you get it? Last days. Don't forget what he's showing you. That is going to be in the last days. Yeshua called it the last generation. You remember that? Matthew 24, verse 34. He said this, the last days. It means last generation. When Yahweh, and in the last days, remember, Yahweh said, I will establish my house. I will establish my house. Close up the books now, because you can't understand this. No one will be able to understand this until the last days. And I will establish my house. And Daniel said, lo and behold, I saw two witnesses preaching on that future day. The one sent to explain these prophecies of Daniel and to explain what is taking place on earth right now. Prophecy is being fulfilled right in front of your eyes every day. And in the last days of their kingdom, when the transgressors have reached their peak, their fullness. The transgressors, that is the Pope. That is the Catholic Church. He is teaching what the world is doing right now is A-okay. That's the faith they're living by. That's the faith of the Catholic Church. Sure it is. If it wasn't, they wouldn't be doing it. If he told them sodomy was wrong and really cracked down on it like the priests can or should or would if they wanted to, then they would start stopping it. It would start changing. And the people would say, no, I won't do it because the Pope said it's wrong. But he's not going to do this. This is a teaching. It always has been. Remember, Jeremiah 23:15, he says, the whole world now is going to go to this. They're going to be like Sodom and Gomorrah. The whole world. Spread from that army that came over the mountain. No, it's spread by the little horn who was powered by a mighty army that stood on his part. The same as it's doing today. And if they need more soldiers, they'll send more soldiers, like they're doing in Syria. Have reached their fullness. The transgressors have reached their fullness. Transgression? Now, y'all know what transgression is, right? The transgression of Yahweh's laws, that's sin. Well, when these transgressors, the ones that's pushing the sin, pushing, breaking Yahweh's laws, that's what they're doing. They're coming against every form of holiness. Well, why would they come against the Muslims? The Muslims wear veils. The Muslims protect their women. The Muslims keep down on fornication, adultery, and sodomy. They're against it. And bestiality. These are forms of holiness. No, they're not the house of Yahweh. They don't have protection, as you can plainly see. This is the protected place right here. Praise Yahweh. And you're going to have to put your hopes in that, brethren. You're going to have to put your trust in it. You run and you're going to lose your life, your eternal life too, because Yahweh won't accept you. If you don't believe it, if you don't follow Yahweh's teaching, if you don't humble yourself, if you don't change your attitudes to believe and trust and start humbling yourself like the little child, as Yeshua said, then you won't be there. You can have your high and mighty spirits in your heart if you want to, but you'll die with them. You've got the one and only chance to receive the greatest power ever offered to mankind. You're the last that will be first. Well, he says that when the transgressors have reached their fullness, they have. And the king of furious expressions, and understanding dark sentences, skill in trickery and deception will stand up. The king. Notice that furious expressions. If you'll look over to, you got a little letter there in front of furious, it's C. The word in Strong's, it actually meaning force. He's skilled in force. Forcing people, of course this had been going on for thousands of years, forcing people to do what they want them to do. That's the way they built the Roman Empire. They stopped anyone from keeping the laws of Yahweh. That held back their empire that they was wanting to build. They wanted an army that was strong, that could enforce and keep people under force. But notice the next one now, the D. It's a side of expressions. That word meaning, is according to Strong's Concordance, means immoral. That is sins, transgressions. So this king here, when sin and the transgressors have reached their fullness, and this king, this pope, that's a power, means power or authority, has reached its force of immoral. That he's forcing. Did you get that? 8:23. Furious expressions. That means force of immorals. Force of sin. Forcing people into sin. What they're trying to do right now in Egypt is force these people to stop wearing veils. I remember the hatred that came against the house of Yahweh and the courts here because our women wanted to start covering their faces like the holy women of old did. And I remember the talk that was about it. And they'd say, Are you forcing your children to do this? Now, this was the judges. Are you trying to force your children to wear that thing over their face? And I remember one of the mothers answering in court and said, it's a matter of choice. And he asked it again. And she said, it's a matter of choice. And finally he went on to something else. But these are some of the things that they force. They want to force the, and they pass laws. In fact, in France, I believe it is right now, they got a law against anyone wearing a veil. Why would they want to do this? Why is the world coming against a veil so much? Why do they hate it so much? Lust starts big time, and it's going big time here in the United States. Of course, Israel said they didn't want to be like the United States. This was years ago. They said they didn't want to be like the United States because of the fact that the women were all diseased and they're eat up with cancer. Their children are dying with cancer at a young age, and they didn't want that to come to Israel. But it has come to Israel, except in the Muslim world. The Muslims are still protecting their people and still following the laws that Abraham and Sarah followed. The others are following Jezebel. Jezebel, yes, that's her name. That's one of the names of Satan. And, of course, that was one that was given to a queen in the scriptures also. But the side notes there, if you get those two, the transgressors, that's the one that's pushing sin, the transgressors, he's forcing immoral practices to take place. Now, that's his job. That's his job right now. That's the Pope's job. But let's go over, keep that in mind right there, and turn over to Thessalonians now. 2 Thessalonians. 2 Thessalonians, found on page 931. 2 Thessalonians. Now remember what you read there about the transgressors and this furious king that is pushing the immoral practices that we see in the world today, mainly sodomy, but other things too. They want all of this stuff to be legalized, and it's slowly being pushed to that effect. Yes, we have bestiality going on. We have whorehouses, beast houses, where you go and pay for this kind of thing. Yes, we have this in America. We have also sodomites, sodomite motels. We have it especially for the Catholics. All of these things are on, you can even go to the internet, I'm told, and find it. Yes, all of it. Then you'll know where to go and spend your money. This is what they're pushing. They're pushing it quietly through the movies, of course. They have been for years. This sets it into people's minds. It sets it in your child's mind. Right away, his IQ starts dropping. And you'll find this. You better be on guard to help your children in these cases. It is very evil, very wicked. Now, in 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, chapter 2 and verse 1, he says, "Now I plead with you, brothers, concerning the coming of the King, Yahshua Messiah, and us gathering together to him." This is a gathering that is going to take place. There will be over 2 billion people gathered to Yahshua. Yes. And everyone will be teachers at that time, the apostle said. Everyone that makes it will be teachers. And they will invite everyone to sit under this vine, Yahshua. Under their own vine, which is Yahshua, and under the branch. Remember that? It says fig tree, but it's not. They'll invite everyone, because everyone is going to be teachers at that time. And you will have no need of someone else teaching you, because you're going to be a teacher, or you won't be there. That's the thing. This is a one and only opportunity. You better take it while it's here. and our gathering together unto him, that you not be soon shaken in mind, nor be troubled, neither by spirit nor by word or letter from us. Verse 3, let no man deceive you by any means, for that day will not come unless there comes the falling away first. And that servant of sin is revealed. The servant of sin, the one that Daniel spoke of, that's pushing transgression, pushing the breaking of Yahweh's law, that's coming against every form of holiness. That's what he's doing at this time. And it's not just in Egypt, it's throughout the world. He's coming against every form of holiness. There are a bunch of Christians, I can tell you for sure, there's a bunch of Christian families that are saying, and they're writing it and forming clubs that saying, I don't want my child to be a sodomite. I don't want this in my child's life. But what do we do? It's being taught in the schools. It's being taught everywhere and forced by the municipal system. So how can you fight it? Well, there are groups forming now to do so, to fight this very thing. But notice this is verse 3, and let no man deceive you by any means. That day won't come. That is the coming of the Savior. Won't come unless there comes the falling away first. Well, that has taken place. For 2,000 years, you couldn't own a scripture book. You couldn't own a scripture. You couldn't even own a menorah. Couldn't own anything that had anything to do with the Holy Scripture. Now, they thought they had it whipped at that time, but then there came the Black Plague that they caused, and of course, this weakened the one that had the force over them. It weakened them, and the people were asking for answers, and they didn't have any. Well, this opened the opportunity for a date that Daniel set. Hopefully, I'll get to that this feast now. A date that Daniel set for the actual scriptures to be printed, and gave the date. And he gave the date of the branch's birth, and so forth. That's pretty hard, pretty hard to deny, you know, when all of this is given in the Holy Scriptures. But it's given. The son of perdition that predicted destruction of, I can't read that note. My scripture is getting faded out. My notes are getting faded. Who opposes, verse 4, who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called Elohim, that is God's, or that is worshipped, so that he, as the Almighty, sits in the temple of Yahweh. I want to put a thought in your mind right now. Sits in the temple of Yahweh. Yeshua. If you look, don't go there now, but just keep this in mind as you study, and we'll see more. But Yeshua said there won't be one stone left here upon another that will not be removed. That word removed, it didn't mean to destroy, break in pieces, or anything like that. They couldn't have broke them anyway. But it would have took them 10,000 years to break up those stones. But what did they do with the stones? They removed them. Now, we know the artifacts was taken to Rome. We know that. But what did they do with the stones? Why is that not shown in history? Nothing is shown there. Openly, nothing is shown there about what they did with the stones. What if, you know, we were in part of the Vatican. And I looked at that thing and I saw how big that thing was. And they have their private chambers, they have private this and private that, and all of them is huge, huge buildings. You could have probably put 30 or 40 of the temples in one of those buildings. The temple stones. If they took those temple stones, this is just a question I'm posing for you, and keep it in your mind as you study, But if they somehow removed those stones and took them to Rome, now I think the Pope knows that Rome is going to be destroyed. And I think he's a firm believer in some of these prophecies, because Malachi Martin said that there's a lot of people in the Vatican that do believe the prophecies. And they believe that they know that the Catholic Church is wrong. They know that the Vatican is harboring homosexuals, and they know that this is being pushed. They know that the Vatican is also worshiping Satan, and he brought this out in his book and also in his interviews. But what if they took the stones of that temple? They had armies, millions of soldiers. They could have done this easily, removed the stones, and also taken them to Rome. Now, if this is true, I'm not saying it is, but there is some evidence taking place that might indicate that. And if this is true, and they know that Rome is going to be hit by nuclear war, they know this from prophecy. I do. I've preached it to them. I've showed them the prophecies. And I think they believe it. I think Malachi Martin believed it. So are they getting ready now at this time to bring it back and put it back on the Temple Mount and to openly take their seat there? They own the biggest part of Jerusalem right now, and other cities too in Israel. This would be a tourist. You talk about a tourist trap. Everybody in the world would want to see this. This would be the original temple that was taken down, every stone removed. Every stone. Anyway, that's just a thought for you to keep studying. But he's going to sets in the temple. He lifts himself above all that is called gods. In fact, the Pope said the other day that the Lord was asleep. He says, I think the Lord is asleep, meaning he wouldn't answer his prayer. He couldn't get his prayers answered. Satan wouldn't answer his prayers. So he's lifted himself above all that is called gods, sets in the temple of Yahweh. What if he's sitting in it now? It could be. In fact, it could be in any one of those huge buildings that we saw. We saw buildings there that you could have set the 44 in about 100 times. Maybe not that many. But I'm talking about this land here. You could have set it inside some of those buildings. It wouldn't have been a hard thing for armies such as they had. They beat down all their enemies at that time. So they had their armies to do whatever they wanted to do. That's how Rome was built so quickly and so steadily, so sternly, and the construction was perfect, all of it, almost. And the buildings we went into, you know, the buildings that we saw, even their small buildings, was half the size of this sanctuary right here, the very smallest rooms that we saw. And they were crowded. They were painted all over. They were painted. The ceilings were all painted. The walls all had a message on them from Satan beaming at you. Everywhere we looked, we saw it. Anyway, he says he sets in the temple of Yahweh, showing himself that he is the Almighty One, thinking that when he dies, he's going to have even more power than what he has now. And of course, Ezekiel 28, Daniel 11, both show this. He says, do you not remember that when I was still with you, I told you these things? And now you know what is retaining him. So he was held back to a certain time. This coincides with Revelation 7. He was held back. He's been restrained, so that he may be revealed in his time. Well, Daniel gave the time that he would be revealed. The books were closed. No one could understand it until this time period when Yahweh would establish his house, and then the branch would reveal from Yahweh the meanings of these scriptures and the prophecies. He'd be revealed in his time, this set time that Daniel shows. Now, the mystery of iniquity is already working. Yes, is fully at work at that time. It was the popes, the originally pharaohs, and now I don't know if you noticed, but they openly, after we brought this out now, that the Catholics and the Coptics were the same, this week there's an article came out admitting that they are the same. The Catholics, the Coptics are the Catholic religion. Now, this was a religion that was brought from Egypt. The pharaohs were the dead gods. And, of course, when a pharaoh died, he was put in a huge tomb, and you worshiped that pharaoh. They brought that same worship to Israel. And Samuel said, you're going to have to put away all these gods if you want Yahweh to work with you, because he won't work with you if you have one God. Just one God. Or if you make yourself like God. You make yourself in the image of Yahweh, you'll do what he says. Yes. If you show your face and don't wear a veil at the proper times like the holy women of old, you put on the face of Satan herself. Yes. She showed that. Jezebel. Painted her face, walked to the window, showed it, and was eaten by dogs. That's how serious Yahweh shows you it is. Disobeying a priest of Yahweh after when he sends you out and you disobey, that's his witchcraft. These laws are serious. You need to take them serious. You will never have another opportunity to do so. This is the last offer that will ever be given to mankind for this position you're going to hold. It requires complete submission and completeness in following these laws to the very best of your ability. Now, the mystery of iniquity is already working, but the one restraining him will continue to restrain him until he is revealed. He'll appear in the mist. Well, that mist, of course, is this time period that Daniel showed, that the middle of this 7-year period, and then in that generation, he will be revealed. And then the lawless one, notice that lawless one, the one that's actually forcing the people to break these laws that Yahweh gave them. Then that lawless one will be revealed at that time. Well, that's what we're doing right now. We're revealing the lawless one. He's not pushing the laws of Yahweh, brethren. No Christian church is pushing the laws of Yahweh. The Muslims, they have a form of holiness, but they're not the house of Yahweh. They have many, many laws that they're following. They won't eat pork. We have talked to many of them. They teach against pork. They follow the laws. They don't follow the Sabbath, that's the only way you can get to Yahweh is keep your appointment with him. He won't come out to you. You got to keep his appointment at his house. And for all you Muslims that are wanting to come here, that are hearing me now on television, you better prepare yourself to come to the house of Yahweh. Yahweh won't come to you. He's not going to build another house. He's not going to build another mosque. He hasn't built any mosque. These were things that just pulled you away from Yahweh to begin with. You have to come to him. Keep appointments with him. And the Sabbath is the 7th day that he rested upon. Praise Yahweh. And then that lawless ones. Notice the lawless one. That's what the Catholic Church pushes. They don't keep the commandments. They don't even pretend to keep the commandments. They did away with the commandments and the feast day. All of these appointments with Yahweh, they did away with. And they fought against the name Yahweh and Yahshua, changed it in the Holy Scriptures. This all came from the Catholic popes. But at this time, in that time period, he will be revealed, whom Yahshua will remove. He's not going to be removed until Yahshua gives the word to us to remove him. Removed with the breath of his mouth. Notice he gives the word, but we're the ones that's going to take him out of office. We're the ones that's going to stop his work. Yes. And we will have the power to do so. And make him powerless with the appearance of Yahshua's coming, whose coming is in accordance to the energy of Satan, who, and this is the energy that the power where Satan, I mean, where the Pope is getting his power right here, and this shows you the energy that she gives to this, the authority that she gives to this Catholic Church, who works with all power, work with the power of the army now, remember, as Daniel shows, power of the army, and with signs and lying wonders, and with all deceivableness of sin, breaking the laws of Yahweh, deceiving the people into thinking that they can have eternal life, be saved, go to heaven, all of these things they're preaching, which is all deceiving. It's not true. It's not found in the Holy Scriptures, which are the writings of Yahweh that show you how you can receive eternal life, how you can be righteous, not unrighteous. It shows you how you can be righteous and enter in the gates into the kingdom. And with all deceivableness of sin, who are perishing because they did not receive the love of the truth, that they might be saved, and for this reason Yahweh will send them strong delusions that they would believe the deception, in order that all those who may be judged, notice they're being judged now, being judged, who not having believed what the one sent has spoken, who have not believed what the one sent has spoken. Did you get that? If you don't believe and work with the one sent, as Yahshua said, this is the work of Yahweh, that you believe into the one sent. Abraham is not doing this work here in this time period. Abraham is dead. His work, this last work, is assigned to us in these last days. His established house. This is his work, and we are going to receive the power first. There won't be any others. Receive it. That's it. That's why you have a special opportunity, brother. In order that all those who may be judged. Notice all this is taking place so you can be judged. So Yahweh can know that you are one that will stand strong for him, not against him. That you won't go against me, because if you go against me, you go against Yahshua and you go against Yahweh. Praise Yahweh. In order that all those who may be judged who, having believed the truth, or not having believed, who not having believed the truth, in order that all those may be judged who, not having believed the truth, but as having delighted in sin. Of course, sin is the breaking of Yahweh's laws. Look on over, look at verse 15 of that same chapter. Therefore, brothers, stand firm, hold fast the traditions which we have been taught, which you have been taught, whether through our preaching or by letter. What we're seeing right now in the world, we'll take up here next Sabbath, and we continue on. We couldn't show you all the news that is taking place in the world, but more of it will come next week, Yahweh willing, and we'll take up on this same subject next week. But what is taking place right now is prophecy. It's being fulfilled right in front of your eyes. And the great push to turn the world totally to sin to get rid of all forms of righteousness, all forms of righteous teaching. That's what they would like to destroy, the house of Yahweh, but Yahweh says they can't. The gates of hell will not prevail this time. Put your trust there, brother. Put your trust in Yahweh. May Yahweh bless you, and I'll turn the services back to the next speaker. I love you.